from the American College of Cardiology. This is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly update from ACC.org. I'm recording this on Monday, June 29th, 2020. I've found just a couple articles that I want to talk to you today about, also involving COVID-19, as we become more confident with the knowledge around this virus and its spread and treatment. It's important to share information with you on a regular basis, since this is such a frontier for all of us. The first article I'm going to talk about is sudden death at home in the COVID-19 pandemic. And the second is going to be talking about the use of masks, which is so much in the news. So let's get started. The first article is from the European Heart Journal this week, looking at COVID-19 and death at home. The investigators looked at the out-of-hospital cardiac arrest occurring in a two-month period in a number of provinces in Italy, and they compared the incidence of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest with a similar time frame just 1 year ago. Of course, they used a national database to do this, and I think the results are quite interesting. They counted the number of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests as 956 cases per 100,000 inhabitants this year, and compared it to last year, where the number was 52% lower. So the incidence jumped by 50% during the COVID-19 surge in northern Italy. This was strongly associated statistically and clearly was a massive change. A few weeks ago, I reported on an article from Italy suggesting that the incidence of acute MI had gone down during the COVID pandemic, suggesting that patients were staying at home. And this article, in some ways, is the next extension of that, asking the question, are patients dying of sudden cardiac death at home? The authors offered a number of thoughts about this, which I think are relevant. So this increase of 52% could be due to a number of factors. One could be a combination of respiratory failure or pulmonary embolism. We hear reports of patients who develop rapid progression toward acute respiratory distress syndrome, who are apparently stable and within a couple of hours are in need of a ventilator. There could be arrhythmic sudden cardiac death due to myocardial injury or hypoxia, or maybe these agents that have been used that can prolong the QT interval. And as mentioned before, we think there are patients who are actually so afraid to go to the hospital that they stay home with a life-threatening illness like myocardial infarction or pulmonary embolus or aortic dissection or something else. So one of the big challenges we have is to educate the population about the true risk of acquiring COVID-19 in an emergency department these days. And that risk has gone way down as we've gotten, I think, much better in creating the type of distancing barriers, airflow, and other things that reduce the risk of a patient acquiring COVID-19 in our emergency department settings. So an important article and certainly calls to mind the need for community education wherever you work to try to get our patients to come in when they have a problem. And I have had a number of patients who have developed major hemodynamic embarrassment from rapid AFib, decompensated heart failure, et cetera, where I just had to beg them to come to our emergency department and get treated because they were so fearful of acquiring the infection. Okay, let's move to the second article I wanted to talk today about, and that's masks. And obviously, unfortunately, masks have become highly politicized in our country, and the truth is, that's foolish. What we want to do is talk about the medical indication for masks and what is the evidence. So this came from the Annals of Internal Medicine. It's a systematic review, and it looked at 39 studies of masks. 18 of them had randomized trials, 21 were observational, and over 33,000 participants were in these studies. Now, important, only two of these related to COVID-19 virus. the rest related to other viral infections, and we can only try to extrapolate from those. So a couple thoughts. First, the disposable N95 masks, they are fitted devices, and they've been tested to achieve very efficient filtration of small airborne particles. Contrarywise, surgical masks are more loose-fitting. They create a physical barrier, they block larger particles, and they tend to be fluid-resistant. Finally, cloth masks are non-medical face coverings that vary in terms of their ability to filter and how fluid-resistant they are, depending on the material that was used, the number of layers, and how well they fit. There are no studies evaluating the effectiveness of masks for prevention of COVID-19 in the community setting. There are two observational studies that have addressed it. N95 respirators appear to be associated with decreased infection risk versus no mask, but they did not control necessarily for which department the person used, that is, in the healthcare setting. Again, no community studies of this particular question. Observational studies do show that masks seem to lower the risk of SARS-CoV-1 infection and MERS infection. So SARS and MERS and N95 masks were more effective than surgical masks. And so a lot of our fervor right now about the use of masks is inferred from data related to MERS and SARS. Randomized trials evaluating the use of masks in the community have especially focused on influenza and influenza-like illness. And one trial of N95 respirators suggested a benefit, but again, the numbers were small and the overall effectiveness was hard to ascertain. Effectiveness of N95 respirators were similar between fit-tested and non-fit-tested respirators. The RCTs are really limited by the small numbers of cases, but it is relevant to point out that the studies show no harm with masks. So what's the bottom line here? So overall, the effectiveness of masks in the prevention of respiratory infections is strongest in the healthcare setting, but, you know, clear randomized trials for SARS-CoV-19 is not strong yet, and we end up ascertaining what we think is the truth based on observational data. Certainly, the studies that have shown the benefit of mitigation, where we quarantine, physically distance, and wear masks, when we do all of those, it certainly appears that the spread of COVID-19 is diminished. And just look at the surge in New York and what happened subsequent, same in other states, including the one I work in, Michigan. The zealot who's asking for absolute science is going to be frustrated here because we don't have studies of large populations of folks wearing masks or not. But certainly the evidence of rapid community spread with aerosolized virus and literally explosion of cases where there's lots and lots of human beings in a close space, unmasked, really suggests, at least right now, a medical strategy, including masks, is the appropriate spot for us to be in. Whether we should have the more robust N95 mask versus a surgical mask versus cloth mask, we need more data on that. So, gosh, it's a new normal for us, isn't it? I'm wearing a mask to work. I wear it in clinic. Any place I'm going to encounter another human being other than my family, where I know, you know, where we all are, I'm wearing a mask, and I think we all should. I hope these articles have been useful to you. We're entering the July 4th weekend. It's a wonderful moment for us to reflect on our great nation. And certainly we have challenges, and as medical providers, we need to be part of the effort to think about each other and how to contain and hopefully eventually conquer this virus. I hope you're safe and well, and I look forward to talking to you again next week on Eagle's Eye View. Look for these articles on the COVID-19 hub on acc.org, and certainly the articles I think are very interesting. Have a good week. Bye.